We have 5 seniors and 2 juniors, 4 sophomores, and we have 8 freshmen. So a total of 19 is a good number for us.
I just mentioned that we talked a lot about the seniors on Friday. I want to go a little bit of a different angle because the seniors are going to be the backbone of what should be an outstanding team this year. But we know how fast the softball season goes, about 2.5 months from now. That freshman class, I'm sure that they'll see a lot of JV time. A lot of them, some of them will move up to varsity, but that will be a big group that's going to decide what this program's like 2019, 2021, correct?
Yeah, we've thought about that a lot. Coach Kuhl and I have talked about that this summer, how we really want our freshmen to develop this year. And, you know, maybe on the JV level, it's not necessarily about wins and losses. It's more about how they perform, how each of them progresses as a player. And we want to see improvement from all 8 of those freshmen.
But the seniors, in your mind, when you have a team that is, or when you have a group that's athletically gifted as they are, it's not all about being athletically gifted if you want to win those tough games in October, right? What do you feel like with that group leadership means for them?
Oh, I think leadership for them means that they want to win every game. They set leadership by example out here. They're working hard. They're the ones that are the first to volunteer for drills. They're the ones who are showing the younger girls how hard you have to work and how hard you have to practice to be good. And it's just that mindset that they don't care who's across in the other dugout. They want to win the game.
One of the things I sense from you, and I know I heard this from you and from other people, is last year you're pretty out there saying, yeah, our goals are high. We want to win the GRC. We want to win district. We want to win state when it comes down to it. And obviously that didn't happen. Psychologically, are you approaching this year any different with the way that you're setting goals?
Well, I think we got a little bit ahead of ourselves last year, and we let ourselves think too far down the line. So I'm going to try to change that mindset today when we talk about, you know, I just want to win the next game. I don't care who's after that. I want to focus on who we have in front of us and not worry about what's going to happen 5 games from now or 10 games from now or in the postseason. We'll figure that out. You know, you'd never play 2 in one day in the postseason, so we want to be ready for that next opponent.
What does the first day of practice, what does it mean for you 7 years into this job?
I'm just as excited today as I was the first time I was out here as the head coach. You know, I spent all weekend thinking about softball and planning out this practice, and I'm excited to go with this group because I saw in camp that this group was ready to go. They could have started practice then.
Where do you feel like they can be better this year? What are those areas that you want to tweak a little bit?
We've got to make sure we don't have those defensive lapses in the big games. It cost us against Chillicothe. It cost us against Hamilton. And, you know, overall we were a good defensive group, but we've got to make sure that when the situation is tough that we are even tougher than the other team. And that's where I want to see us improve.